I'm Tom Ackerman. Welcome to another edition of Building Community with Busey Bank. Look who's back in the studio. It's my friend Jeff Burgess with Busey Wealth Management, Executive Vice President and President. Always good to talk about the community. How are you?
I'm doing great today, Tom. Always fun to be here with you.
And with us today, and it's really great to have the Executive Director with the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank, Muriel Smith. Good to have you in studio. Welcome to KMOX.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. This is the month of February, KMOX.com/community banking to learn all about this podcast. But today specifically, part of Busey's mission is to bring awareness to local organizations, as we know, Jeff, and how they better our communities. Busey's commitment continues with St. Louis Area Diaper Bank.
That's absolutely right, Tom. We've been at this for 155 years, focused in on supporting individuals and institutions within our local communities to find ways to provide a better future and more infrastructure for those communities. So very excited to have the St. Louis Diaper Bank here with us today. If I think back over the past year, Tom, we've had a great time. We've spoken to a lot of great institutions, been able to feature some timely stories, some current events that have happened to some of these organizations, and just very excited to have St. Louis Area Diaper Bank here today.
Muriel, tell us about St. Louis Area Diaper Bank and its mission.
Sure. Well, St. Louis Area Diaper Bank is an organization that provides diapers and period supplies out to anyone in the St. Louis community that need them. Our mission is to build healthy communities by ending diaper need and period poverty through access, education, and advocacy.
How can people help? How can they get to you and reach out?
Yeah, people can help the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank by volunteering in our warehouse. They can be an ambassador. They can hold a drive and collect diapers and period supplies. They can join our committees that we have. They can do a mobile admission and muffins at their organization where we come to them and they can wrap diapers and put period kits together. So there's a myriad of ways they can volunteer and help the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank.
And we'll repeat that at the end of this podcast so that people know where to go and have all the information that they need. Can you tell us a story and give us an idea of the impact that you have on a family, on people?
Sure. Well, one story that comes to mind about the impact that the Diaper Bank has on families and individuals we serve is I received or took a phone call in our office one afternoon from a grandmother who was calling to get diapers for her grandbaby, her very first grandbaby, for her son, who really didn't know where to go, didn't, you know, have any diapers, wasn't really prepared for his first child. And so she was calling for him to get diapers, and she told me that she herself, when her son was a baby, also suffered from diaper need. So, and that the diaper bank wasn't in existence at that time. So she was really grateful for us to be in existence now to help her grandchild.
Wow, that's tremendous. Jeff, what do you think? I mean, what a great thing.
Such an impactful organization, Tom. When I was speaking with Muriel earlier, she shared a stat that roughly one in three mothers routinely finds it difficult to have a dry and clean diaper for their baby. I think back to my days of raising my kids, and man, what a need to have that diaper readily available, and to think through that scenario of one in three mothers without that resource. And that's what the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank is all about.
We are helping children here because children's brains start building the foundations for attachment from the moment of birth. If you really think about that, what an incredible thing that you're doing. Children left in soiled diapers are uncomfortable. They're irritable. Fussy babies are at increased risk of child abuse. We know that as well.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of causes and consequences of diaper need are, you know, mental, they're physical. They affect both the mother and child alike. So, and you wouldn't think that just not having enough diapers on hand, clean diapers to change your baby, would cause so many issues for the parent and the child, but it really does.
So you have an event coming up in March. Tell us about that.
Yes, the event that we have coming up in March is our third annual Bloody Mary brunch. It's a really fun event. We have it at our warehouse. Of course, there are Bloody Marys. We also have mimosas and a light brunch. People can have the opportunity to pack period kits for our school partners that we have. We'll have raffles, fun and games, and we'll have a special speaker from the Alliance for Period Supplies to talk about their efforts.
What an incredible thing. What is the reaction when you tell a family that you're providing them with free diapers?
Yeah, most people can't really believe it, that they're, you know, that they're free, that they don't have to pay anything, and that they can get those diapers month after month after month when they need them. So it's really a needed resource out in the community for families that, you know, are suffering from diaper need and don't have enough income to, you know, provide that plus pay, you know, for other things. So it's really a great resource to be in St. Louis and for families in St. Louis.
What other ways do you help the community year round?
Yeah, so we have, aside from our diaper program, the other program, which the Bloody Mary Brunch is a beneficiary of, is our period supply program. So we supply period kits to all of our partner organizations, some of which are schools, homeless shelters, other nonprofit agencies. And that's really very similar to our diaper program in the fact that the causes and consequences of period poverty are the same, and they cause a lot of the same issues as far as mental and physical issues for the person suffering from period poverty.
One in four teens in the U.S. miss class due to lack of access to period supplies. That is a big number. 75% of female students in public school in the state of Missouri alone, grades 7 to 12, attend Title I eligible schools. So we're talking about a great need here, a vast need, aren't we?
Right, yeah. The need in the St. Louis region to provide our period products is really large. I mean, when you think about it, if students don't have these products, they can't go to school. And typically, they are missing 4 days of school a month, which doesn't seem like a lot, but that's a lot when you're talking about education and missing out on those critical days of learning. So for us to be able to provide these period kits to students and schools on a monthly basis so that they don't have to worry about that and they can go to school and learn and get their education, It's huge.
Just so people understand, it's worth repeating that one in five women and girls between the age of 12 and 44 live below the federal poverty line. So we are literally talking about making the decision between getting those hygiene products or eating. Right? I mean,
yes.
When it comes to cost and it comes to making life decisions. Jeff, I mean, this is something that you talk about impacting the community. This is changing lives.
Absolutely changing lives here, Tom. And when you think through these resources that we're speaking to, the period kits, diaper needs, these are basic resources that many people do take for granted. And to hear those stats around the number of individuals suffering from poverty, the number of individuals that lack access to these basic life resources, it takes a great organization like St. Louis Area Diaper Bank to step in and cause change, drive improvement to our communities. And that's what this is all about.
How do you distribute product, and what are some of the ways that you do that?
Yeah, so the way that we distribute our products is through partner agencies and organizations. So we partner with about 75 different ones: St. Louis County Library, St. Louis Public Library, Nurses for Newborns, Epworth. There's a wide breadth of partners that we have. We provide the products to them, and then they distribute them to their clients or to the general public.
What about our listeners? Do you think that if they wanted to volunteer and say, hey, you know what, I drive a big vehicle, put them in my truck. I mean, can they do that? Can they help you? Do you have people that volunteer?
Absolutely. We volunteer opportunities are abound at the St. Louis Area Diaper Bank. So if people want to volunteer, the only way actually that we can get these products to our partners is through our volunteers. So we have a huge warehouse where volunteers could come. They can pack the diapers and the period kits to help us get those out to the community. They can also be an ambassador out in the community, so they can be a drop site where people in their community or their circles can drop off diapers and period supplies at their location, and then they will bring them into the diaper bank. They can also do diaper drives or period supply drives, where they're asking their friends or family or jobs to donate these items and collect them and then bring them to the diaper bank. So that's the only way that we can do all this is with volunteer help.
And again, you can learn more by going to stldiaperbank.org. You can also learn plenty through Busey Bank, Jeff. And this month, the month of February, you have a customer appreciation event. That is February 17th, a customer appreciation day, we shall say. What's happening there?
That's right. Here coming up on February 17th, we have our customer appreciation day. Now, it's kind of funny because we like to think that we celebrate our customers every day. It's inherent to our model. It's the way we do business. If you're not taking care of your customers, if you're not appreciating your customers and creating that great experience, then you're struggling. You're struggling to attract new customers. You're struggling to keep those customers happy. So we do celebrate this through customer appreciation event days throughout the year. Here on February 17th, this is a fun one, Tom. We're celebrating National Random Acts of Kindness Day.
That's good.
I bet
one. You
didn't know that February 17th was National Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Well, now I do.
There you go. Well, we encourage our customers to stop by their local Busey Service Center for this day. We'll have available scratch-off tickets in each service center, and each customer that receives one of these is able to potentially win a Global Giving gift card. And here is where some ripple effects can occur. This allows donations back to nonprofit organizations of their choice within the community. So we absolutely encourage our customers to stop by one of the service centers on February 17th. And also, really, that week of February 12th through 18 is Random Acts of Kindness Week. We encourage everyone to be ambassadors of kindness that week. Go out of your way to do something special for someone you know, someone you don't know, and really make that extra effort there that week.
Yeah, why wouldn't you show the love on Valentine's Day? That's pretty strong.
Absolutely. That fits right in the middle of that week. That is correct, Tom.
So Random Acts of Kindness Week, Random Acts of Kindness Day, it's all part of the customer appreciation that Busey does really throughout the year. But this particular in the month of February, and to go back to what Muriel was talking about, looking forward to the month of March, there's a great event that you can learn more by going to stldiaperbank.org, a Bloody Mary bar. It is a Bloody Mary brunch, March 26th from 11 to 2. Again, stldiaperbank.org, and Busey is a sponsor of this year's event. If you want to get tickets, there are also sponsorship opportunities still available. STLDiaperBank.org. Muriel Smith, Executive Director with St. Louis Area Diaper Bank, thanks for spending some time with us, telling us about it. I know that our listeners will take that information and run with it.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Tom.
Absolutely. Jeff Burgess, always great to see you. Busey Bank has been at the forefront of community service for a long time, and we're happy to spread the word.
Thank you, Tom. Always happy to be here and share the story.
You bet. Busey Bank is the sponsor of Building Community on KMOX Radio. You can go to KMOX.com/community banking to hear this entire podcast. You can also always go to Busey's website and just go to Busey.com/community calendar to see all of their Busey-sponsored events. We have also, I should mention, in the month of March, they benefit an organization during the Pay It Forward Fridays Jeans Days in the Gateway region. We'll talk more about that next month in the month of March. For now, for Muriel Smith, for Jeff Burgess, for our producer, Judith Anderson, I'm Tom Ackerman. This has been Building Community with Busey Bank on KMOX and KMOX.com.